Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So now Kristen comes and she's like,
where should I sit? So Bran's like, I'll move. So he moves.
He's like, well, listen, she goes, when are you coming next week? And he said, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I'll leave like Monday. She's like, I thought you were here Wednesday. He's like, well, we've talked about this like five times, Brittany. I'm coming up Friday morning.
She's like, what? Ooh. No, that's not what you said. You're not even going to be here Thursday now. Why? He's like, because I got stuff to do. I've got a whole bunch of nothing to take care of because the nothing due date is due.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not a job. I'm sure this man is dating Brittany, so I can pretty much guarantee you it's not work he's going to.
It's his other family. So she's like, what? I thought you were helping me. He's like, I am. She's like, is this your first fight? Oh my God. And so she's like, well, the doctor said the prescription should be ready. Did I have my ID yet? He's like, yeah. It's like, okay.
Appreciate you.
The only thing that I've been saying all day is that if I had to get my pills, because I only have one left, and like, I could not make it throughout the night.
You can't postmate that shit. Trust me, I've tried.
I did wonder why she waited until she had only one pill left.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, this guy's obviously a loser, but like,
and then she says, and since he's taken off work, which I can't believe I did this, but he asked if I could give him money. And I was like, you know what? You're going to come down and take care of me. So I don't care to give you some money. But then he kept delaying the days and didn't even get the pain medication. He bought me flowers, the money I gave him, and the eggs are piling on. I was like, oh God.
This is where I was saying it gets worse for Brittany. So you needed someone to take care of you. And he said, sure, if you pay me. That's who you're dating because he's taking time off the Applebee's? Girl.
Yeah, taking time off of work, and then he actually winds up going to work anyway, and then he's
double dipping. Yeah, and then getting you some Trader Joe's flowers that happen to match his shorts perfectly, by the way. What a douche.
Yeah. So she's like, Kristen's like, yeah,
it's like the itch are piling on. I'm gonna marry him.
You're like kind of like a douche, like you're dating her. You're here a couple days a week. Show up, make her happy, like red flags waving everywhere. Brittany, let him go. Bye.
I mean, Kristen, you're correct. Kristen is absolutely correct here, but she is married to a red flag. She's married. I mean, she is, well, not married, but she fucked a red flag behind a porta potty and then begged him to impregnate her.
I mean, to be fair, this entire show is like walking into the opening ceremony of the Olympics with the Chinese delegation. Red flags.
Seriously.
Nonstop.
If I didn't know better, I'd think this show was promoting communism. There's so many red flags around here. Good Lord.
So Nia is like, so now Nia and Danny are on date night at a place called Wife and the Psalm. And so Nia's like, I know.
What a gross name for a restaurant. Wife and the Psalm.
They probably have a whole shtick. Like, well, I'm the chef and he's the sommelier, and we just sort of did this, and it's all.
But isn't that so Nia to pick a restaurant that starts with Wife and the Psalm? Like, ugh.
To be fair, they probably thought it was Wife and the Psalm, spelled Psalm.
Sounds like it matches us.
Wife and the Psalm, in parentheses, the husband should read it to her because women aren't allowed to read. Parentheses. So they've, of course, brought this baby. Listen, I think at some point babies need to just be left in their crib. I don't care if that baby's attached to your boob. Adelaide needs to just learn to do things on her own. Leave her an instruction manual and a couple of buttons to push for emergencies and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I don't really, at this point, like, you just have, like, I understand Adelaide's lament, but I'm just.
But a person can develop a cold. This child is giving me the sniffles. Get rid of that kid.
Listen, I know she needs a bushel and a nip, but
give it some Benadryl, put it to sleep, and get the fuck out of there for a cup. Put it in a dog crate and just go out and do something.
I did notice a lot of comments on different communities online about, like, she hasn't been able to get the baby off the nip yet. Like, that's kind of crazy. I am obviously not a mom. I know nothing about this. I don't know what a breast is. But so it's, I can't weigh in, but it seems like a lot of, I have to say, a lot of people online are like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that works, latching and babies and this and that. But it's like I said in the first episode, a baby who will eat is a baby that's starving. So just, I said, skip a couple lunches and we'll see if she latches.
That's what people online have been saying, honestly. There have been some people who said, like, yeah, you know, I had a child that like would not take to the bottle and it drove me nuts. And my mom complained, it was like, what's wrong with you? Like, how do you not have your baby on a bottle yet? Look, I'll do it. And then she said her mom had the baby for like 2 days. Like, okay, I give up. You're right. So, like, obviously, it's difficult, but
yeah, I think it's notorious. But listen, take it from a giant baby who left his GLP-1s in LA. I will latch onto a tit at this point. I'm starving.
I guess
I will eat. Okay.
What's crazy is in this scene, like, Nia puts the baby in Danny's baby Bjorn, and then he's standing up at the table and he's bouncing around. I was like, I just feel like I've never seen a couple like having such a production with their baby.
I've seen couples do this with their first baby, but not their tenth. You know, at some point it's like, just lay there and go to bed. It's supposed to get easier, you know.
For people who say we're being insensitive to the plate,
we don't care.
Yeah.
So we kind of are, but
obviously we care on like a human level. Like if we were hanging out and you were telling us like, oh my god, like I can't get my baby on the bottle, I'd be like,
yeah, I wouldn't say that to you.
We would be like, oh my god, that's terrible, why have you tried this? I would be present and I would actually be fully there, but like watching it on TV, it's like actually much less interesting to me.
Yeah I mean, like, I'm not dissing her, I'm just saying, like, at some point, like, when do you just tell the baby, take my tit or get nothing, you know? That's it.
Take my tit or get nothing.
Yeah, I'm leaving you home with a fair life.
Yeah, I think it's more like take the bottle or get nothing. Not the baby's like, yes.
Oh, yeah, take the bottle. Well, no, it won't latch. Yeah, you're right.
Wait, no,
but yeah, it won't always latch either. But you're right. It won't latch to the bottle, but sometimes it won't latch to her boobie. I don't know. It's a whole thing. I fucking hate this show making me talk about tit latching for an hour.
Well, I've got to say, this baby is becoming very high maintenance.
It is, but I will say this for the baby. That is one cute baby. Adelaide, you are adorable. What a little sweet baby.
You're a cute little baby.
I'm sorry your parents are so annoying.
Yeah. Okay. So they get there, and Nia's like, Daniel, I would love for you to wear her. And he's like, and he does not want to do this, but he, at this point, he's aware that he was not great on the cast trip, so he's like clenching his teeth and he's like, sure.
He's doing this whole scene, he's doing the best daddy and husband in the world scene. He's like, hey, look at us, wife and the psalm, am I right? Yeah. Oh yes, I'm a daddy, I love babies, strapping on, we go, I love nothing more than being with my baby and my wife. Oh, I'm a good daddy, want to have another one.
Yeah, but he is clearly not feeling this. And then Adelaide spits up on him, which, you know, good for Adelaide. Good for you. Adelaide's like, well, as long as I am being brought to the restaurant, let me do some good work. You spit up on daddy.
Let me speak for America right now.
Yeah. And then Danny's like, grossed out. And he's like, and then he goes, Adelaide spits up. And then, you know, Nia's like, oh no, like she spit up. Let me clean her. Okay, bounce her. And then Danny's like, it's all over the chair, Nia. Well, wipe it up. You're the adult. Come on now. Wipe it up.
So the producer asks, what's grosser, poop or throw up? And he's like, throw up. I got a whiff of throw up and immediately I want to throw up. It's because you're drunk. So Nia's like, well, some people don't like the baby stage, but I could cry about thinking it over and never having another baby ever again. And I think that's part of this too. Is Nia really, I think that is a real thing, you know, where people worry about, like, listen, what am I going to do without a baby? She's had a baby every year for how many years, or every couple of years for so many years. That's a huge thing to think about. And I think she's just like, I'm going to keep this baby with me. I don't care. I'm going to keep this baby. I'll go swimming in the ocean. This baby will be strapped to my back.
Yeah. Listen, I remember Dee Dee Blanchard, you know, remember?
Was she on He-Man?
No, wasn't she the one? Remember Gypsy Rose Blanchard?
Yeah.
And her mom is
the mom. Yeah.
She's like, Adelaide's in a wheelchair today, everybody. She's having trouble breathing. She's allergic to formula.
Now we're
like, wait a minute. Why are you putting a respirator on Adelaide?
She needs it.
Now we're really gonna get in trouble comparing Nia to Dee Dee Blanchard. My fault, sorry.
The very beginning, Yolanda is gonna show up.
How dare you accuse me of having Munchausen by proxies?
No, I'm gonna get a fiery email being like, "Fan, I have listened to the show for so many years.
How dare you?
And how dare you? A baby not taking to the bottle is a real thing. It's a real pressure, and it's very stressful. You don't know what it's like."
We're just kidding, okay? Don't be a baby.
No.
So, yeah, Nia's sad, and Danny just makes a face, like, not missing the baby face. And she's like, but you're getting a vasectomy in a week. And he's like, so you're telling me there's another chance? I got a chance. You're saying there's a chance, right?
Settle down, Dumb and Dumber. So then
4 under 4. How about one more?
Yeah.
Oh,
in this
God,
case, he was actually
please.
Talking about a cocktail. Sorry. Now we go to Zach and Jasmine. They meet Jesse at the 4100 bar. Jeez, I've not been there in like 20 years. Remember the 4100 bar?
Yes, of course. But like,
what's so wrong with that? What's so wrong? You've never been to the 4100? Of course. Your aunt Estelle and I would go there all the time.
I know. I didn't know it was a place that people still went to. Or
I didn't know it was still there.
I didn't either. But how would I really?
We're not 4100 bar gays, apparently.
Yeah, we're definitely not. So they go in. Jesse's like, we're not in Kansas anymore. She's like, I know. Thank you for coming all this way. Zach's like, oh my God, is this like your Silver Lake outfit?
So then Zach's like, I am like so stressed. Like today was like terrible. My roommate basically fought me. And I was like, you're going to be like, you told me you were going to move out by October 1st. And now it's like October 2nd. And he starts like taking like everything. And like all of a sudden I'm like, wait, no, that's mine. Like, what are you doing? So then we get this huge fight in front of like his movers. And I finally was just like, okay, this is never going to end. And I was just like, fuck it. I'm done. Get it all out. Zach, when are you going to publicly shame your roommate? Like, put that photo on social media. Let's
say his name and also get a stun gun. You like, you shouldn't, someone shouldn't just be able to come like take all your shit. Some roommate can't just take all your shit. I've had so many roommates. I would never.
This is like a Judge Judy situation, and I would love to see Zach on Judge Judy. That would be wonderful.
Jesse's like, okay, well, you're all caviar and champagne. Let's talk about the housewarming party. He's like, oh my God, like now I just have foldable chairs for my house. So I'm sure, let's be honest, it probably wasn't that much of an improvement.
Yeah. So he's like, well,
or that much of a downgrade, I should say.
So my roommate is finally moving out and like Benji is soft moving in. So like now we have like an apartment warming party, but it won't be that warm because there's like no furniture and blankets or any other things. So like, I hope you all come prepared.
Yeah, so Jasmine has just seen a post on social where Kristen put something up that's like, oh my God, Luke and I have learned so much from watching Nia and Danny. Yeah, you've learned to fucking fake it for the cameras. Congratulations. Yeah. She's like, it's such a, and she's like, I mean, it's a sweet post. It's not bad, but like, why is she going so hard? She's going so hard because people accused her of, or didn't accuse her, but said that she had to talk to Nia about that relationship being toxic. And so Kristen's proving her loyalty by going online and publicly being like, oh my God, they're an amazing couple. Couple's goals.
But also, like, Kristen's the sort of person that, like, establishes a narrative in her brain, and then the narrative just becomes truth to her, and then she doesn't waver from it. So, like, she decided last season when she heard of Nia's tough childhood, she's like, that's someone who's been through a lot. And I'm never going to betray her because I'm a good person. And now she's just like, oh, well, I can't do anything against Nia. I can't think critically about Nia because I made this pact with myself that I'll never do that.
I can see that. But I can also see Lala's point of this is an alliance. And she's going to go because Kristen also knows what it's like to do horrible things and get canceled or whatever, like have the audience completely turn against you and then have everyone around you also be like, well, fuck that. You're taught, yep. You know, you're trash now. And she doesn't want to do that because she also needs people to like stick around for her for the next time she's canceled, which actually will probably happen again. Let's face it.
And actually
in
a very real way, they also were pregnant together at almost the exact same timeline. I think they actually have a very true, real bond because of that. And I feel like Kristen feels very connected to Nia because that experience was very scary for Kristen and it was very fraught and she worked so hard. And Nia did help her through that and guide her. So I think that Kristen just feels massively indebted to Nia.
I can really hear that. Listen to the sound.
Listen to that Saratoga.
Would you like some lovely Saratoga water, Ben?
Wow, you should dunk your face in it like that guy. Ashton Hall. Oh yeah, I'll just do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
it looked like it was a long pour for sure.
I wasn't even going to pour this
right now. What a lovely, refreshing moment we're taking.
Yeah, this is it's just beautiful. Saratoga Still. Wow, sponsor of Top Chef.
Yeah.
Saratoga Still, or as Gail calls it.
Do you have icing?
As Gail calls it, Sarah everyday outfit toga.
Sarah yoga pants.
As Gail calls it, Sarah wedding dress. Also known as a toga for her.
Okay, so she's like, why is Kristen going for, why is she standing up for them so hard? And Zach says, you know, Kristen's always going to ride hard for the people that she loves. And that's the thing about Kristen, okay? And Jesse's like, look, can we just put this to bed about Danny? I mean, God, he wants to get fucked up on, who cares? He wants to have a drink. Who cares? Why are we going to villainize Danny? Well, of course, the head of the piece of shit husband department, you know, the club is going to come forward to stand up for Danny.
The guy
not shocked.
Like a men's health, not men's health, it was like the men's spiritual journey guide, is of course,
yes, you know, like, of course, the guy
who, wagons around,
yeah, Danny. The guy who considers therapy taking ayahuasca with a fucking, you know, manosphere bro in a forest for a weekend,
exactly,
shocker,
ayahuasca buddy. Can't deal with this. So anyway,
ayahuasca,
he is, that's good too, I like that.
Let's dad joke it up together.
As someone wearing J. Crew today, I approve of that waffle.
God, that looks so expensive.
Yeah. It was.
As well be wearing a fridge.
this is my monster fridge. This is my monster fridge.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Jasmine says, she's like, I just want my friendship with Kristen and Zach. And when I watched them have this like conversation at the crab boil or whatever with Lala, it just made me feel like, why are they like so like receiving of her triggers, but my triggers get overlooked by Janet and stuff. And like me and Kristen like talk for hours and we're good, but like you never once in front of everybody have my back on this, Zach.
He's like, what? I'm going through monster refrigerator withdrawal. You're going to do this to me right now?
Yeah. And she's like, why don't you stick up for me? You know, and he's like, but I agreed with you. And she's like, then why did you raise your hand at the reunion? Because I had people like come to me that like, they were like, that sucks. Like your best friend raised his hand and Michelle and Brittany didn't. And we see that she's talking about when Andy said, by a show of hands, who thinks that Janet was being reckless in using that term? And
Zach had raised his hand.
Zach raised his hand.
And Janet did not appreciate that because it's sort of
Jasmine.
Because it sort of is saying like, the implication is kind of like also that Jasmine may have overblown it. So Jasmine's like, I didn't even think about it that way, but I'm just like, it's like, okay, so I was right and they were wrong. And she's like, no, yes, but like you raise your hand even in general. Like you should not raise your hand at all. Like you're my best friend. You should be neutral. Okay. Raise your hand only to your shoulder, but no higher than that.
He's like, but she goes, because you should be neutral. Because how does that read? And he's like, how does it read? It reads like you're a victim of Janet and you're also a victim of Danny. That's what I meant. Sure. And she's like, well, you have this conversation with Danny and tell him how you feel and not make Luke do it. Like, you don't want to touch it. Like you said, you know, sometimes you're scared to say how you feel about Danny.
So basically she's like, if you want to make things right with me, you've got to confront Danny. You've got to do a Danny scene now because I already did it last year. And he's like, fine, I'll do it. I'll do it. Fine. No problem. Okay. I'll do it. Great. Thanks. First, I lose my monster fridge. Now I got to talk to this stupid idiot. I'll do it. Why? Everyone just take advantage of Zach.
So then we go to Brittany's and Jasmine comes over to check on her and they're talking about how her boobies are so small now and the engagement party. And Brittany's like, you won't see the inspiration board. Look, it's the inspiration board. I got it off the internet. And she's like, it's just a sack. Ranch. Oh, it says, is this a sack of potatoes? Like, oh yeah.
This is just a sack of your lipo fat.
Oh, sorry.
Sorrow's my full balls.
So Jasmine's like, well, you've been wanting to do this for so long. Like, this is good for you, but everything is good. And like, we need to talk about this engagement party. Okay. So yeah, it looks good. Your flower wall is beautiful. And I'm just like so thankful for Brittany and the fact that she's stepping up, you know, because like the last few months, this group, a lot of people have been showing like side of them that I didn't really feel supported. I'm just like thankful to have a friend like her in my life. I was like, what? Where did this come from? Brittany being the one that Jasmine's like, I love her.
Yeah. So then Jasmine goes to put some stuff in the mini fridge for Brittany. And then she finds a White Claw in the bathroom. And she's like, you know, you have a White Claw in your bathroom. And she's like, in the gym. And she's like, what is a White Claw doing in the gym? She's like, oh, well, I don't drink White Claw, so I don't know where that come from. The only people that have been here, I mean, Zach was here. And then Danny and Nia at the pool party were having a conversation in here. But why would it be in the gym? You don't think it was Danny hiding in the gym? Slamming a White Claw.
So they show a clip from 2 weeks ago, which, by the way, the fact that this White Claw was sitting there for 2 weeks and Brittany never saw it is hilarious to me.
Yikes.
But also weird. But they show a clip of like, it's just like a general shot of people like chatting. And then Danny walks by in the background and the producers clock, like, bing, Danny, bing, White Claw.
Yikes. And she's like, go ahead, chuggy White Claw. I don't care. Like, have fun. But I do have a lot of sympathy for me in this situation because I was lied to all the time about things that didn't matter. And no one understands what she's going through more than I do.
And Brittany's like, yeah, you know, well, people are like, word is about the hiding. And she's like, yeah, I just feel bad that he has to like lie. It's like very interesting. I guess we'll never know unless you have like cameras, you know, making a joke about Jax and his cameras. Yeah. So now, then we see this flashback, and then we go out to a trio of, I like to call them the brain trust of the show. It's Jesse, Tom, and Danny, and they go out to a bar. Ugh. And still don't know what Tom's doing on the show. Like, I don't know how he's a full-time cast member, but he's like, oh, dude, this bottle's for you, brother, for you and Michelle. Here you go. So he gives some bubbly to Jesse. As congratulations for divorce papers.
Jesse's like, how was your flight down from Santa Clarita?
Danny goes, what do you mean?
Oh, my goodness. So he's like, I have a voiceover job in the morning. So, you know, got to keep it loose and clean, loose and clean. So one drink minimum. In other words, like, yeah, probably. So Michelle signed the paperwork. Let's celebrate.
Yeah. And now they're just got to wait for it. And so now Danny's like, hey, let's talk about Kiana. Oh, gosh. Kiana's like fucking amazing. She's really great. Have you ever seen someone wear sunglasses at the tip of their nose? Wow, she can do it all.
So you only met her 6 months ago when you were dating Lala before you dated Michelle. And he's like, dude, I never dated Michelle. I'm just a little boy. I can't even date anybody.
What? What do you guys think about Lala anyway? I know you've been friends with her for a long time, Schwartz, but like, Danny, you probably don't know her very well. Nah, I don't know her at all. Just know her, some triggered girl that had the audacity to say something to her man once.
Mm-hmm. She's my favorite Muppet, Miss Triggy. Danny's like, my thing, that San Diego incident, you know. Jesse's like, listen, I've been bombarded with questions. Was Danny drunk? Was Danny drunk? And he's like, the whole thing was just so blown out of proportion. Oh, really? As you were storming out of there saying, take off your mic, Nia. Take off your fucking mic. Throwing shit around.
Yeah, exactly. So Jesse was like, he's like, yeah, I was saying the other night, I was with Jasmine and Zach, and they brought up your drinking. And I'm like, we're talking about this again? It's like Danny the drinker all last summer. You know, I'm always going to go to bat for Danny and Nia, because I think we all kind of look up to their relationship because they've said that they have the best relationship. So, yeah, I don't think that's fair. I mean, we all drink. Some people drink too much, and they just start crying, and they're emotional. Some people just sit back and do nothing, like this guy, me. But like, all we know is that what we're in for with Danny, so he goes to the dark side, but mostly it's light.
Well, it wasn't, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Jesse's like, yeah, I hate being approached with these. Oh no, Jesse's saying, I hate being approached with these fucking conversations. Like, was Danny drinking? Like, who cares? So I'm like, yeah, you know, like I think it's maybe it's being exasperated because you're like hiding it, and like I've known, you know, I've drank with you enough to know that you don't have a drinking problem. You know, it's normal to drink where people are less likely to find your drinks, like in a home gym.
But he was hiding his drinking in Santa Barbara. And that was before the quote unquote stigma or whatever.
He's always hiding his drinking because his wife doesn't want him to drink. So he's like, yeah. And you see it all the time. I mean, I do see it with people, you know, it's like, the wife's here. Don't tell her I had this shot or whatever. But he does this all the time. And
yeah,
he's doing it on camera anyway. Like, does he just think everyone's an idiot? I mean, watching The Valley, so he does have a point. But
also, like, this is why it's, like, concerning. Because it's not like, okay, I don't want someone to see that I'm drinking because she doesn't want me to drink, but I'm going to have a drink. It's like, you need this drink so badly that even though there's cameras everywhere, you think you can still, like, sneak it in and no one's going to notice. But, like, you can't even get through this moment right now. Like,
well, but that's my question. Is he thinking he's hiding it from us or is he just trying to hide it from Nia? Because in this episode, he's lying and saying, there's water in here. But is he just trying to do that so Nia won't get on him? Because obviously he knows the cameras are getting him. We've seen these camera crews. They're not subtle. It's not like Big Brother where there's just a little camera hidden in the corner and you forget it's there. It's like a huge guy standing there with a giant camera.
I think he thinks that, like, the cameras aren't aiming at me so I can just do this. I honestly don't know. I don't know what it is. But now he's saying, like, well, I have PTSD from last summer, so that's why, you know, I want to let loose. So, like, yeah, I do sneak them. I do hide them, but it's only because of other people, because they're so judgy. I'm like, they're being judgy because you hide it. And you've been hiding your drinks before they were being judgy about it.
Yeah. And so Jesse's like, but you shouldn't have to hide it. And he's like, well, I know I shouldn't have to. He's like, well, and you don't have to with us, but, like, these people calling you out, I mean, it's bullshit. And he's like, last summer was one of the worst summers of my life. Well, hold tight.
I know. I was like, you just wait, sir.
Yeah.
You just wait. So,
and he says, it's been admitted over and over that people got together and said they want to put a target on Danny's back. Poor little Danny. Well, unless they got into you and make you talk that way to the women around you, then you really have nothing, sir. So Jesse's like, yeah, Jack said that, but you know who else went along with it? Brittany. Let's get Brittany.
Yeah, this suddenly we go to that, and Jesse's like, yeah, my situation with Brittany is that she was very mean, and she was part of the mean girl group with regards to Lacey. So stop bullying people and then hiding behind someone else so that nobody confronts you. I'm like, isn't that you with Jax? Isn't that what you did? He's just mad because Brittany's friends with Michelle Lolly. So Jesse is like, yeah, I say let's go after the people who have no accountability because you do. Like, Brittany is skirting along. So he's basically like, we're watching him produce the rest of the season now.
I know. It's like watching one of those calls that the housewives accuse each other of making before the reunion. Yeah. Like, you guys got to the reunion and you decided to come for me. And he's doing that, but on camera.
It's like, it should be about where we're supposed to be just watching you guys as suburbanites and, like, you know, growing up and trying to start families or go through these things. We're not supposed to be actually seeing you plot out how you're going to run the rest of the season.
Yeah. And this one really doesn't. As far, and we can see Brittany's fingerprints all over everything too. She is another Jax.
Yeah,
we've seen that for years. Brittany does do that shit and produce shit and kind of pit people against each other and try and look like the victim and all of this. But how's she doing that in this situation? Danny is only in trouble for what Danny did. Like, there's no one who made Danny do what he did.
Like, so this is crazy on camera. So speaking of Brittany, we now go to her going to the plastic surgery.
But Tom, this is also, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but because Tom is like, Jesse goes, you better not say anything, Tom. And Tom goes, I'm a rock. And then it cuts to Tom talking to us. And he's like, Brittany doesn't have a mean bone in her body. I was like, of course. You're like, I'm with you guys. And immediately, like, I'm going to tell Brittany.
Well, I wish he also said this to Jesse, because he says, you know, anytime, like, Brittany was egging on something with Jax, it was mainly because if Jax is mad at Danny, Jax is not giving Brittany shit in that moment. And it's just basically survival. And I think that there's actually probably some truth to that. And, like,
wait, what? You're saying if Brittany was egging on something with who?
What Tom says is, you know, you pick and choose your battles when you're in a tumultuous relationship. And I think what it boils down to is that if Jax is attacking Danny, he's not attacking her. He's kind of saying, like,
she was fine with Jax attacking Danny because
it's kind of survival.
It kept him off of her.
You know, and I'm like, why don't you say that to Jesse? You know, and it's just classic.
It's Tom. Yes, yeah. It's how Tom rolls. He's a wuss. So then we go to Brittany at Beverly Hills Plastic Surgery, and she's brought Janet along. Janet's like, can you do anything about knees? So they're checking on all her stuff and everything's looking good. And they show her her body and she takes off her, you know, garb or whatever. Matt, Brittany really puts anything on that camera. I will say this for Brittany. Brittany could have diarrhea and be like, come into the bathroom with me. Let's get it. Let's get it all, you guys. I mean, she really puts it all out there. And you know, reality stars are always saying that, like, we give you everything. I give you I don't need you to. You know,
yeah.
Some things I need you to keep to yourself. Like, I know we all poop. Keep it to yourself. You know, like Jax used to poop on camera. Why? I don't need that.
Yeah.
Just, I'm glad for your surgery. Don't need to see your pus sacks. I don't need any of this. So she's crying in front of the mirror. She looks at herself, which I get it. You know, I was like, Dr. Daniel Poor, give me your number.
Yeah.
So then we go to Zach's housewarming party, which is a frat. You know, it's like all of our early 20s parties.
It was actually very reminiscent of current Vanderpump Rules, which I did enjoy. It was just a bunch of chairs.
And old Vanderpump Rules, you know? This is how they lived.
Yeah, exactly. And it did really remind me of my youth. And in fact, I think I clocked when they showed a shot of an exterior shot where you could see the street from the apartment. And I was like, I think I know where that is. And I think I used to live like right around the corner from that. And I got very nostalgic. So, Zach, like, yeah, I think it actually looks pretty decent in here. Yeah, because there's nothing in there. There's nothing to look out of place.
Looks so big.
There's nothing to look out of place because everything is out of your place.
Yeah, exactly. So Zach's like, Benji and I have vastly different styles when it comes to decorating. Like, he's like, oh, this piece was sourced from New Mexico under the Pueblos, ha, blah, blah, blah. My style is like monster fridge. So.
Very brand oriented, he says. Again, I encourage him to become a standards gay. If you're gonna do brands, let's up it. So Zach,
like, I invited everybody, but like obviously Brittany's not gonna come, and then Jenna texted me earlier, which is probably like for the bust.
And Benji's like, yeah, it'll be more fun. So people start showing up and Michelle's there. She's like, oh, what a nice house you have here. The producer's like, so, Michelle, when was the last time you drank from a red Solo cup? I don't drink out of red Solo cups. I don't have that sort of functionality, unfortunately.
Wow. I brought some wine. I don't have a wine opener. It's like, wow, I guess I will buy you a wine opener.
This is really a janky party.
I'm trying to be less robotic. Normal. Okay, I will break it. Hand me the bottle. There you go.
Do you remember?
She puts her finger in it.
Do you remember when Joe Foz and I? Did you ever come to one of our house parties?
When oh yeah,
Long Pre.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just so fun. It was like a
full. It was like a giant bong on the table.
It was like this,
and you guys would like make
scorpion bowls,
the big bowls.
We just had drinks. So much booze. Music would be playing, so much booze, and the girls would come over and be like, "Do you guys have any like food?" Like, no, we just have like beer and scorpion bowls or whatever.
And then like, we'd watch no the snacks. Combo.
There'd be like, no, like, not like, maybe there's like one bag of chips. And they're like, you don't have, you didn't put out like any hors d'oeuvres. And so watching Michelle walking into this party, I'm like, oh, takes me back to being 26.
Yeah.
And throwing these parties
down. Those were fun.
I'll tell you one thing. Those were great parties.
Yeah.
Great, great parties.
So she's disgusted, as she should be. And Michelle's like, I will get you a wine opener. And Benji goes, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. He goes, it's not embarrassing. It's my life.
Two can be the same thing.
Yeah. They're not mutual exclusive.
Yeah, exactly. So here comes Lala's. The fun's here. I'm just kidding. The fun's already here, guys. They all come in. It was actually really kind of endearing because you have all these kind of like faux bougie people coming in. And we have spent so much time in their like duplicative houses, like the modern farmhouse. You walk in, living room here, kitchen over here, dining room, whatever. The whole thing, there are all these identical houses, and to see all these people who are now having to come back to like a little two-bedroom apartment in West Hollywood with nothing but chairs and like the dust outline of where Monster Fridge used to be. It was really fun for me to see this.
Well, Zach actually would fit in on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
If he got a job there. Or pretended to for a couple months.
Yeah.
So Lala's like, wow, I feel right at home. I mean, this looks just like an AA meeting.
Just what you want to hear about your party.
And it will be a future AA meeting. It'll be the same people in there.
Yeah.
Just give it a few years.
Lala goes, Zach's apartment looks like he just got robbed. but like he was having a party, so he had to put it all together quickly and found some furniture outside of the curb. It's true. He did kind of just get robbed. And guess who comes
Kiana's
in?
Kiana's here, guys. Pull down your sunglasses right to your nose because it's Kiana.
Kiana, a model, has arrived. It's outrageous. She is here. She doesn't have the sunglasses, but she has sunglass energy going on. She's like got her chin down. She's looking at you like, hey, it's Kiana. Lots. Oh my God. You are like so stunning. Like, this is like crazy. You're like a 5-star bitch. Okay. Good for you.
Good for you.
Yeah. Cause Kiana's like, am I? She's like, ugh, don't ever ask that question. You're like so hot.
So Kiana's like, should I be protective? Cause like, I mean, I don't know. Are you guys dating? Cause like, I saw it on social. I'm like, oh my God, Lala and Tom Schwartzman dating everybody. Isn't it funny? Everybody thinks they're dating.
Cause nobody ever thought you were dating.
Yeah, well, you posted that. They did post that picture that made us all be like, what the fuck, with Lala?
Yes, but I don't think anybody believed it. I think everybody was just like, thirsty.
Yeah, no.
You're trying it.
I mean, obviously, no one here in this room believed it whatsoever and did not, like, text it to anyone to say, like, oh, my God, is this real? That definitely did not happen. Between the two of us, neither of us did that. Had that reaction whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We knew better.
Yeah, I never did anything like that. Meanwhile, Lala has something to say.
We knew it was fake because Schwartz is broke. Lala is not going to date a brokey.
No, she won't.
Come on.
No, she won't. Maybe the Don is still around. So Lala's like, LaDon. I can only
name LaDon.
I think it was the Don. Well, you look it up.
I'm gonna look it up. I do not care.
I'll look it up.
No,
I'll look it up.
I remember he soaked her bed. That's all I remember.
Well, guess what? I can only eat cookie when I'm fucked up. And like, I've only hooked up with chicks when I've been like a little bit wasted.
And Jesse's like, whoa, sorry if I butted into that. Oh, the seating arrangements aren't great here, right, guys? Because you're literally sitting in a circle.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then the couples arrive, Danny, Nia, Kristen, Luke. And Kristen's like, wait a minute. Where'd that TV go? I gave Zach to that TV. That motherfucker. The guy even told him that. Took the TV.
I would be mad. And by the way, it is confirmed. It is Don or the Don.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's the Don.
The Don.
Well, I guess it depends on what neighborhood you're from.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Little Italy, it would be La Don.
Or France. La Don.
Mm.
Or if you...
Mexico, El Don.
If you were in... Switzerland, it might be Das Don.
If you were in the Karam house when I was younger, it would have been Rondon because my name was Rondon Dooley.
Yeah.
There we go. I was always touching my wiener. And Don Dooley is like little wiener. Yeah. And so they used to call me Rondon Dooley.
And I think we've pretty much covered all the languages on the planet. So,
it's in your Dooley lingo.
Did you hear Ronnie, by the way? Did you hear Jesse signed the settlement?
He signed the settlement. And Lacey's like, now you can join our cult. We have a divorce cult. You're honorary in our divorce cult. Ha ha, ha ha ha.
Michelle goes, I've never been in a cult. She's like, it's
really? You talk like you are still in one.
My OS has been used for cult programming, but I myself have never been in one. And so Lacey goes, it's not a real cult.
I'm kidding.
Maybe you might join a humor cult.
No. Lala's like, it's wild to me that people will go through divorce and still believe in love after. Because I believe, and Lacey's like, I believe in love, but I don't believe in marriage.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. I don't get it. So Michelle says, Lacey, you've tried to break up with Jesse 100 times and he's not letting you go because you have that money.
That's right. And that's why she doesn't believe in marriage. She's like, I'm not giving this to this man or letting him move in so he can try and claim it later.
Might be a good reason to also not believe in love. So yeah. Lacey.
But you know what this cast does believe in that I really appreciate? Dominoes. They really love their dominoes.
Well, or at least Zach does. Because Zach, we did
Brittany
not mention-
did too. That was at Brittany's party a couple weeks ago. Right. And I was like, dominoes? Who does that? Like for a party forever. Remember, I was like, we need to get fancier pizza for our friends. But then he does it. Zach makes more sense. And at least he buys 20.
Yeah. Well, who would get a whole bunch of Domino's for their parties, for their friends? We would, if Domino's cared to sponsor us. Thank you very much, Domino's. Just speak to our lovely friends here at ACAST.
I've been talking about Domino's on this show for years.
Well, we just need that first domino to fall for the chain reaction. So get on this podcast and sponsor us.
Hey, Domino's.
Put a Domino's box behind our heads. Well, I will wear it on my head.
Call Saratoga Springs and ask them how it's working out for them.
Okay, you guys are in a race.
Delicious.
Gosh, you know what goes great with the Domino's pizza? Saratoga Springs water. Oh, it's actually just called Saratoga. Fuck Saratoga Springs. Right, well,
ring, ring, you're fired. We don't really have a Saratoga. Don't blow into that. I'm going to drink from there. I don't want your whatever it is you might be carrying around. God knows what you've been doing in this city.
Well, I guess you won't be drinking from it anymore.
I guess I won't. Get Brittany in here.
Oh, don't
Brittany,
be-
I'm going to need some more Saratoga.
As my grandma Sally would say, don't be so delicate.
Oh, Brittany just fell down the stairs. You should have known. Your name's Brittany. Saw that one coming. So now...
I wasn't blowing into that. I just happened to be doing a Shannon Bedore impersonation, and a bottle was below me, so it made a noise.
You're playing your recorder, your Phaedra recorder. So Lacey's like, I do not ever want to be married. Oh, I don't ever want to be married again. And Lala's like, I don't blame you. And it was embarrassing because I had such a big wedding. And Lala's like, oh, my God. Yeah, right. Embarrassing. All that money. And she's, I don't care about money. Money flows. I would have spent it on something else. But you know what? He was telling me about your wedding. And I was like, wow, that's a lot. You guys had a lot at your wedding. And Lala's like, they're weddings. She's, yeah. Michelle's like, why is he talking about my wedding?
Lacey is like, for me, I would rent out the Saddle Ranch, and I would have cowboy hats for all the girls, and I would have a station where they could like bedazzle their own cowboy hats, and like hers could say something cheesy like divorcee or something like that. And
divorced
like,
AF. Well, she's talking about a divorce party, by the way.
Yeah,
she offered to have a divorce party,
and she basically saying that we could ride the bull. I'm like, Lacey, I thought you were doing better this season than I would have ever expected you to do, but this has ruined it all.
Yeah,
this has ruined it all. This vision for your divorce party.
Yeah,
please know this is the monster fridge for divorce parties. You're gonna do the most basic thing in the world, go to the Saddle Ranch and do bedazzled hats that say things like divorce AF.
And also in LA at the divorce party, that's where the divorced husbands go hang out to get like younger pussy. So it's not a good place for a woman to have a divorce party.
Just go to Javier's and have yourself a night.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Lala doesn't like this. She's like, what the fuck is this girl asking Michelle about her marriage for? Like, I don't think that's appropriate. You're coming for Michelle's wedding? You better back off, bitch. This is when I would lose it. Like, I think she's just trying to bond with you guys. She's stuck on folding chairs.
Yeah.
With two people who hate her gut. Like, she's trying to, like, girl chat with you. I don't think she was like, wow, your wedding sounded like a fucking monster, Michelle. She's like, wow, your wedding sounded like it was a lot too. Yeah.
We need to check in with our producer Edie. Edie is from a younger generation and doesn't really watch Bravo. Has this made you now start to want to watch Bravo?
I at least want to watch you guys
talk about Bravo. In case you didn't hear that, she says, I at least want to watch you guys talk about Bravo. So far the answer is the Valley has failed to convert yet another youngin.
She's here for the Britney torture jokes.
Sound like a cast of Muppets. It's really great.
They are a cast of Muppets. So Zach is like, guys, gather around. Okay, there's so much going on tonight. Like, you know what I mean? I just feel like I owe it. Oh, sorry.
Guys, I want to give a tearful speech about my friendships in LA because I live in LA. And I would just like, by the way, I'm not moving and I have not moved into a new apartment, but I'm celebrating like I just accomplished something. So I'm going to cry. And I just want to thank Kristen, my first original monster fridge.
Yeah, and also I want to also thank Brittany, and would have thanked Jasmine, but she's making me have a conversation with Danny a little bit later. Sorry, this was Zach from the future because this conversation happens like a little bit later. I jumped the gun a little bit. Instead, I'm going to talk to Melissa, and I'm going to say, oh my God, I feel like I owe it to Danny to talk to him tonight. Oh,
sorry. I thought it was a long line. I thought it was the speech.
Me too. That's why I said he gathered everyone around. He literally gathered no one around, just Melissa.
No one was gathered.
And he basically is like, okay, I have to talk to Danny. So meanwhile, in the other room, speaking of Danny... Danny's like, hey, everyone, I'm looking for one of those ash drinks. Can I get an ash drink? Just been drinking water all night long. Water. good old Danny just going to that water bottle, just drinking some water bottle. But I think I'm going to change up and have an ice drink.
And there's a big container of like 36 things called ice, which I've never seen, but odd time for this branding. And of course it would be on this show.
And of course it would be Danny who's like, well, let's see what's going on with that ash.
Just want to make sure I support Ash on camera. So he goes for one of these drinks in ice, but there's cameras in this tiny little galley kitchen. And he goes in there and pours booze into whiskey or some shit.
He pours like beer or something into his solo cup, and he does it really quickly, and he looks up and he sees the camera, and then he like puts it down really quickly. It's like very much like Brian on Real Housewives of Rhode Island. Like, he hit the camera when his mistress calls. So then Zach's like, Danny, can I like really grab you? I can really smell that water on your breath. Yeah, just pure water.
He's like, do you have a drink? What are you drinking? He's like, water. Just water. Just drink lots of water. Lots of water. Wow, hydration.
Lots of water. Lots of water. He's like, okay. All right, now that we're, he like brings Danny into this like empty room. He's like, what's about to happen in here? She's like, oh, well, I feel like as ball bros and as someone who I love and respect, and you know I do because I'm putting my hand full out, full extension.
I'm putting my head down too. I'm tilting my chin down.
Hyperextended.
You know
my
what I
chin
mean?
Is down. Right. My hand is all the way out. It's really on your shoulder. This. I'm really, you know, the chin is down onto my chest. The hand is out. As someone who I really respect, this is not a drinking thing, just in general. There's like a, you know, there's just like a frat boy mentality, like an alpha mentality. And it's not bad. It's not bad. But I don't think it translates to certain people. By certain people, I mean everyone else. So just letting you know, okay?
Well, you know, I have a big personality, just like you have a big personality.
Mm-hmm. No. And yeah, thank you. And I want to make you aware of this. Yes.
Well, I've already apologized, though.
I'm on your side. I'm on your side, okay? And I'm sort of actually all around you because you're very small. But like tonight, you're not drinking, right? As confirmed by the orange.
Water. All right. Night long. Call the police. Call the ice police.
Listen, I love you so much. And I just think you just have to like think about how things land for other people. That's it.
I love you too. Yeah, I love this conversation. This conversation's going great. Can't wait to call you the F word in the car on the way.
Knock, knock, I'm looking for Daniel.
Of course, here comes Nia. She sees somebody taking Danny to another room with cameras, so put on your fucking cape. Here comes Nia.
Oh, I wanted to put on a pioneer dress instead. Daniel, are you in here?
I'm wearing a bonnet. That's my version of the cape.
Sorry, we have to get back up to Santa Clarita because I have to spin some wool.
So Zach is like, he's like,
I think Danny should be able to do whatever he wants, but if him drinking water tonight shuts everyone up, then so be it.
That would be great. Unfortunately, he's not drinking water tonight.
He is not drinking water tonight.
Okay, everyone, I'm gathering everyone around, but since you already heard my speech already, blah, 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 I'm crying. I made it this long. I love my friends.
I thought it was hilarious. He's giving a tearful speech. You didn't do anything. What did you accomplish? You got your TV stolen off your wall and your monster drink fridge taken.
He's like,
what are you crying about? Like, you just won a fucking award.
Kristen, I'm going to pay you back tonight. Here you go. $1,200.
So weird.
She's like, oh, I gave you $1,200, not $2,000. Jeez, or $12,000. Like, relax, okay?
Oh,
gosh. Stupid. Oh, wow. It's the end of the show. Who'd have known?
Is it?
Yeah. Remember, the show ended on a nice note. The friends all coming together. See, it's not a toxic show. It's just a show about people who live vapid lives sitting on chairs in an empty room, mourning the loss of a monster energy drink refrigerator, but celebrating the fact that Zach can now pay $1,200 back to Kaka, Kristen.
Kaka! All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here for the Valet. We'll be back later today with some Southern hospitality. If you want to stream the cabaret, do so Friday night. It's 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. There will be big chat room parties going on for both of those shows. You can buy tickets up to showtime, and then after that, stream them for a week. We will talk to you next time.
Bye!
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with
Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with Kay Robb.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.